You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Susan Brady, the Make Six Figures Working From Home Coach, who works exclusively with work-from-home women who are ready to build a six-figure business so they have more time with their family, more freedom, and increased self-confidence and self-worth. Susan, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's great to be here.
It certainly is great to have you and to catch up with you to get a little bit of input on how things are going for you and how you're helping other people. You successfully made $100,000 in direct sales working from home in business that most people fail in. To what do you attribute your success to?
Probably the number one thing, Eric, would be my ability to make a decision and to stick by it. I've always had a strong work ethic. It was something that was taught to me by my mom and my dad. My dad used to say, if you're going to do something, do it right. So when I make up my mind to do something, then, I go after it. And I had left a very successful corporate career and decided to move into a leadership role in direct sales. When I made that decision, I set the goal and never took my eye off the goal.
Susan, the fact that you were able to succeed in the Mary Kay world as a director, which, by the way, a huge percentage of women fail at, speak volumes about your entrepreneurial skills. How were you able to thrive to the top 1%?
Well, I had a big vision, Eric, and that vision was in front of me all the time, and I consistently set goals. You know, one of the things that I see a lot of women do is they take their eye off the goal, and either that or once they reach a goal, they have that mentality of, oh, I've arrived. And then they never get any further. So the important thing is to continuously have something to strive for, continuously setting, you know, a bigger goal and a bigger goal so that, you know, once you do accomplish something great, you're not staying at that same level. You're moving forward. You're dreaming bigger and, you know, like I said, consistently moving towards bigger goals.
Well, many women have challenges that they perceive will keep them from achieving their goals as a successful working from home six-figure entrepreneur. What are the most common obstacles that you see?
Well, probably one of the main ones, Eric, is just getting out of their own way. Sometimes women are their own worst enemies. You know, they have that fear of failure, so they're never willing to take a risk. Sometimes they're sitting at home dreaming about having their own business and dreaming of, you know, really making a huge amount of money to support their family and provide those little extras to their family, but they're not wanting it bad enough and they don't know, you know, how to take the first steps. And like not wanting it bad enough is huge. There has to be something that you want so badly, Eric, that you're going to jump out of bed in the morning and just want to get at it. And, you know, even those days when you just don't feel like doing it, you have to have, you know, your purpose, your why. You have to understand deep in your soul, you know, why it is that you're doing this business. And when you figure out what that why is and you have that big vision, then nothing stops you. So it's, you know, just getting out there and you know, forgetting about the fear of failure and sometimes even the fear of success. Some women don't want to, you know, become overachievers and outshine their husbands. Well, I say bring it on. You know, I think there's nothing sexier than a successful woman, you know, standing side by side beside a man. So it's just, you know, more or less getting out of their own way, Eric, because there's a whole world open out there to women, and I just want to help them grab their piece of the pie.
Why not? Today we are joined by Susan Brady, the Make Six Figures Working From Home Coach, works exclusively with work-from-home women who are ready to build a six-figure business so they have more time with their family, more freedom, and increased self-confidence and self-worth. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Susan, you talk about a non-negotiable decision. Can you tell me a little bit about that and when to know it is time to make one of those decisions in your life?
Well, a non-negotiable decision was something I made, Eric, when I decided to move into a leadership role within Mary Kay Cosmetics. You know, I was stepping away from a very successful corporate job, and I knew that failure was not an option. You know, so that's what I call a non-negotiable decision. It's like you've made the decision. You have that burning desire to succeed. You know, in fact, Napoleon Hill wrote a whole chapter in Think and Grow Rich on desire and having a burning desire. So to me, it's like, you know, there's no turning back. It's burn the ships, you know. It's just going for it no matter what. And there's not enough people that I see doing this. A lot of people want success. You know, I've seen a lot of people in the Mary Kay world want to become a director, but they weren't willing to do the work. You know, they weren't willing to make that commitment in stone. In fact, they'd write it in sand, where it's like, well, if something come up, you know, maybe now is not the right time. Well, when you make a non-negotiable decision and you stick by it, then success is always going to follow you along the way.
How do you help work from home women? And tell us a bit about your coaching programs, if you would.
I have an elite private coaching program, Eric, where I work one-on-one with women entrepreneurs, and this is where I really get into their heart. You know, we spend a lot of time one-on-one really getting into the desire, what they want out of life, you know, some of the successes they've had in the past. We do a lot of strategy, a lot of planning, and then it's a step-by-step process. And that program is a six-month program. I also have what I call the Six-Figure Working Women Academy, which I'm so excited about. That's where I connect business women from all around the world in groups where I lead them in what is more or less a mastermind group. And that way they have the opportunity to share with like-minded women, women just like them who have a goal, who have a burning desire, who really want to make something of their lives. And I group them together, and they have the opportunity to share and run ideas by each other and do some brainstorming and ask for the help that they need in a very safe environment. So that's two of my main programs, and I have a big program that I'm going to announce more probably in January 2013, and I tell you, people are going to want to get on the list for that one. It's going to be a very exclusive elite mastermind retreat, and we're going to do that at a five-star resort. So that one's going to be a lot of fun.
Certainly sounds like it, without a question. Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information, not only about or to be in contact with you, but to also get more information about your coaching programs.
Well, they can go to susan-brady.com, Eric, and on there they can also request a complimentary six-figure discovery session. So I get on the phone with women, talk to them for 20 minutes, try to help them overcome an obstacle or a belief that's been holding them back. I love doing that. I love making a difference for women. There's also a blog on there, and there's just some great resources for women.
Ladies, certainly something to take advantage of. She is Susan Brady, the Make Six Figures Working From Home Coach. She works exclusively with work-from-home women who are ready to build a six-figure business so they have more time with their family, more freedom, and increased self-confidence and self-worth. And the website of reference, once again, is susan-brady.com. Susan, certainly has been good to catch up with you today, and thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
A lot of people, once they've hit that mark and of success, a lot of times they kind of like snub their nose and forget about a simple thing, about a returning a phone call or replying to an email. The more success, the more commitment that you need to make to making sure that you're responding appropriately to people and treating people as your equal, rather than thinking that you've already you've made it, and so that you don't have to take the time to make that phone call calling someone back. So to continue to grow, in order to continue growing beyond that point, I think it's the most important that you always remember to never forget how you got there, and to make sure that you're taking care of your business at home with your family, and take time to yourself.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.